Topic 6.12 is to describe the non-specific responses of the body to infection, including inflammation, lysozyme action, interferon, and phagocytosis. The responses to infection are non-specific and specific. So the non-specific response recognizes the difference between the self, our own cells, and non-self, and reacts against anything that is non-self. The specific response can distinguish between different non-self pathogens. Our cell recognition comes from glycoproteins, proteins in our cell membrane that have carbohydrate component to them. Antigens are substances that stimulate production of antibodies. These are recognized by white blood cells. They could be glycoproteins, proteins, carbohydrates, bacterial toxins, or indeed microorganisms themselves. And they trigger our inflammatory response. The inflammatory response includes inflammation, fever, and phagocytosis. And it's all about the release of something called histamine. Histamine is a chemical that you've probably heard of in the context of antihistamines. So inflammation is a common non-specific way of responding to infection. It occurs when the infection is localized and involves a number of different stages. Firstly, you'll have vasodilation around the site of the infection. You'll have gaps in the blood vessel walls appearing, triggered by histamine production, which allow the immune cells to pass through. And there's also, as a result of this, an increase in local heat due to the increase in the blood supply. Phagocytes consume and destroy the bacteria, and pus is produced, which is debris left over from the battle between the pathogen and the immune system. The symptoms of inflammation are that tissues are red and warm as a result of a large amount of blood reaching the site. The tissues are swollen, again, due to the increased amount of blood and proteins, and the area may be quite painful due to the expansion of the tissues. This causes a mechanical pressure on the nerve cells, and also due to the presence of pain mediators. Okay. Fever is controlled by the hypothalamus, and body temperature itself follows a circadian rhythm. So our temperature increases and decreases throughout the day very slightly. Pathogens cause the hypothalamus to reset to a higher temperature, and it's a very common non-specific response. The optimal temperature for pathogen reproduction is 37 degrees. Increasing the temperature reduces the ability of the pathogens to produce, and our specific response to infection works better at slightly higher temperature. However, fever can be damaging or possibly even fatal. The body's enzymes begin denaturing at 40 degrees and permanent tissue damage or death can occur. Chills can occur as the body sweats in response to high temperature, and during sweating, fluids and electrolytes are lost, which causes dehydration, eventually death. Phagocytes are white blood cells which engulf and digest pathogens, and they accumulate at the site of an infection. The pus that's produced may include dead phagocytes, neutrophils. They take in the bacterium through phagocytosis, endocytosis, fuse the phagosome, the vesicle containing the bacterium, with a lysosome, digest the bacterium, and then release the soluble debris. Okay. So in inflammation, the mast cells release histamine, blood vessels dilate, capillary walls leak. Fever, body temperature is controlled by the hypothalamus, and the pathogens are denaturing above 37 degrees Celsius. Temperature increases tend to be steady in bacterial infection, so once a bacterial infection is passing, temperature will decrease. They could spike repeatedly in a viral infection as more viruses are replicated and reproduced. A quick bit about interferons. These are chemical signals that are released in an immune attack, and they are also known as cytokines. They're proteins made and released by host cells, and they can interfere with viral replication or inhibit its production elsewhere in the body.